Okay, so we're holding a Kuf Tzadi Ches, and we were discussing the Shittas HaGoyim that we kept each area of here as a separate Kuf by itself. So we said each here by itself, that we're not going to count as a Kuf by itself. But the area of here we will. Now, do we count all the hairs on the body as one Kuf, since it's coming from one limit of S, a Tafel of Sarai, or do we count each section of here as a Guf by itself? We went a step further. Transformation wanted to say the same. According to the Goyinim, also each nail or the nails will be considered a Guf by itself, and therefore if I have a chatzita and roiv of a nail, even if it's not makped, this would be a chatzita. Avni Nezer wanted to be medamed to shinayim, to teeth. And according to the Transformation, that there's a chatzit on roi of the teeth, even she's not makbid on it, it's chaytzetzes.
There's
not roi of teeth. The Avnei Nezer is talking about roi of teeth. Roi of teeth. Now, the Paradis Yom says that the Maisa from the Beis Yosef, the Taz over here, and Ois Chaf Aleph, and others, it's before that. If there's a chatzita on one nail, it's not makbaran, it's not makit. Yet, according to Tveres Maisha, it should be considered like a rubah shechaitzitz. And therefore, he comes out that even though the Tveres Maisha does make sense, because chatzita and tzupinayim are also learned from es ha-tafel, it's a tafel to the guf, it's a tafel to the basar, which we mentioned that the levush in Ha'ischof says this b'derech efsha. But he says the mice in the shas is not mentioned. We don't find it in Gemara. We don't find such a basic. Every time the Gemara talks about es ha-tafel b'sarai, what's the example it gives every time? Sarai, the hair. So what's the reason for it? Why takas? So the practitioner wants to say because the nails are an evil to the person. It's disgusting. It's not something that enhance her. What he means is, of course, he's aware that there are women that grow long nails, but there's always a certain point where it's longer than long that they want to get rid of it. Because it's just not nice. It's not nice. So nails be'etzim give off, and long nails give off a not nice impression. And therefore, it cannot be considered even like a tuffle of guf. We don't consider even a tuffle to the guf. Because And therefore, it doesn't need tefillah. The only problem is that if you're not going to tefill it, or if there'll be a chatzitza on them, it will be considered as if they didn't come, as if the mikveh didn't come to the makim, the chibur between the nail and the basar. That's where the problem is. Mashenkin the sar, which is for the noy of the isha, it's her beauty, it's with what she's attracted with. With the hair on the head, so that's not oymid for the ikatzitz. Even though you're right, at some point she doesn't want to take a haircut because it's too heavy. It's heavy on her or whatever it may be. But the etzim here is something which is enhances her. And therefore, the Torah was going to be marba that there's something else that needs tefillah like the guf. There's a tuffle which is similar to the guf. So the riba, the Torah is only going on the sar. And it's only sad that we're going to dam the fnei atzmei, not the tipa naim fnei atzmei.
So, I would compare the nails that etzem would need on the nail part itself. Let's say somehow that would be the case. Would it need a tefillah?
What do you say?
Like a very long nail.
Yeah, what
about it? Let's say she would be without. Right?
She would.
Yeah, I feel it. It would still be also
the problem is the fact that she has a very long nail already is a problem even if she leaves it in. Because the mortar is not getting to the makim of where it's supposed to get to. The nail itself is blocking it.
Nail's
right, as we'll see later on, these svaras. Now, the lashon of the Paddis Yemoinim really is, as he says, Yistimas l'shoinam, shal rishoinim ha'achroinim mashma, da'af t'yeish b'chol sara rak kesha echad, וברוב שטח של כל שער ושער אין כלל חציצה, אבל פיגן וחציץ ברוב שער, וכן, תום הרי, brings down a few, that's the part. Now, we find another discussion over here, find another discussion over here, which which brings us to a very similar vart. It could be the same or a little different. We know the situs of the isha is a chelik of a guf, and if and suddenly it's a chelik of a guf, how could that be a chatzitza? And therefore, me'ikar din, it shouldn't be a chatzitza. Except what? Since I have a plan to remove the hair, these hairs, they have knots in them, I want to remove. So therefore, it causes it to be a chatzitza. So what this seems to be saying is that me'ikar din, there's no din of kalayim and legazes because of chatzitza. In the world of chatzitza, we're not going to say that if it's ayim and legazes. Right, let's say she has long hair that she's planning going to go to the barber on Sunday to get a cut. So we're not going to say that since it's Oymel Gazis Chatzitza. From that alone, that's Oymel Gazis. But the problem is that the Shach later on in Sifkat and Chav Hey brings a Ravon. The nails create a Din Chatzitza coming off the Din of Kol Oymel Gazis. I mean, we have a klal in certain we have a klal in different areas in halacha that something which is oimeli gazes, kol oimeli batzer, kol oimeli gazes, something which is going to be harvested, something which is oimed to be cut, to be sheared, has a din like it's already sheared, and the Ravan is using that by tzipor nayim, even though over there it's also not the das of Reif Paiskim, as before over there in the Taz and Sidri Taira. But the Shach brings the Ravan. And the Shach goes ahead and says that we're noig lahachmer by Tzipor Naim to be machmer. But by other things which are oimei legazes, we're not machmer. Meaning that by Tzipor Naim, by nails, if there's a future plan to cut it, so then the mokim where it's mechubit to the guf is chaitit, but then oimeli katzit. And by hairs, we're going to say that even though it's oimeli katzit, we're not going to be machmer to say it's ikum. And the question is, why? What's the difference between the two? The kesher itself may be a chatzitza, and therefore, let's say that way. Let's say the nar by itself is a chatzitza, which we'll get to soon. Why should that be considered a chatzitza if it's only on a small part? I'll get to that soon.
Finish work with this farming, just 7 parts of uranium.
That's what I want to get to. So the Shevet HaLevi in Chedek Gimel Kuf Chos Zayin says a Yisoid to answer this question, that only something that you don't want its existence, v'shas tzvila, is what's chaitet min dinay melekatzit. Memela nails does a kpeda not to table with them because of the meaning that we're going to learn later on that's brought down in Azayir and Achrimais that they should cut their nails. So therefore it's ma'akim min dinay melekatzit. But Cyrus hears, even though I have a plan to cut them, but there's no pay the b'shas tefillah that they shouldn't be there. There was not chaitit, and it may be more like that in a bach, but then it has in chaval. Which according to this comes out that the hear by the oisim makam for those that are makbet to remove it. Right, we mentioned that there's a minig in certain communities to dafka move it. It became a minig to remove it. So by them, taka, it's not just that it's a convenient time to do it, it's a minig to remove it. So it comes like a kpeda. So the sar of oisim makim will be ma'akiv, even b'dievid, from this svar. And that's what's brought down in one of the svar, the shepaiskim, the admas kodesh. Rav Maisha comes along, Rav Maisha says as follows, and yirdei achelik beisim peiches, the mask of oid, and also simen pei, which I gave out on the sheets. Now, Rav Moshe says the be'etzim, something which is the chelik of the guf, that's where he starts off. He says, something which is a chelik of the guf cannot be chayitz. This is the tzura of the guf. My guf has hair, my guf has nails, my guf has. Something, you can't dan dine chatzitza on something which is attached to the guf and part of the guf. And more than that, and even if it's oymel katzitz, as long as you didn't cut it, it's part of the guf. So you can't don it as a chatzitza. Anything which is part of my guf, it cannot be a chatzitza. Either Ravon, What's the Ravan saying about Tzipayrim? Why is he saying by the nails there is a din kolay meili gazes? So he says, because since the nail's not mamash a chelik of the gov, it's not a chelik of the gov, it's moisvei gov. He uses the lashon over and over. It's a yisrain to the gov. It's something extra. It's not a chelik. It's not a real chelik of my gov. It's something extra on the gov. Haraya, because women are always makpid to cut their nails. It's not. It's always. There's always akpad to, and not just women. Everyone, women, men, children, everyone, their nail grows. They cut it. So it's there to be cut. It's something extra on the go, as opposed to here, where even though you're right, there's a time when we cut the hair, but there's no set time. There's no clear time when to cut the hair. Each person, the feet in Yoni, Viritzainai, is when they cut it. Some women like long hair, some women like short hair, some women like this and like that. So it's the way you direct the kafi the way you want. There's no nails. There's a point where everyone cuts their nails. Everyone cuts their nails once it grows to a certain length. So nails are going to be cut, and that's the derech everyone cuts it. But here there's no davar mukhla to be magdir. Therefore, yeah, it can't be magdir the hair as something which is separate from the guf. And therefore, we don it like a chelik of the guf, and therefore over there's no din of oimer like cuts it.
Each person when it reaches
and even when you do cut your hair, it's not because it's ma'os to say therefore it's not a chelik of the guf. It's just to make it lighter on your head. Okay. Yeah, what are you saying?
Even though right now, even though it's at the point for you where you don't want this hair now?
Right. Because hair in essence is a chelik of the guf until you actually cut it off.
The chiluk we're saying is one has a besim shear and one is in not possibly a magdir because just the feet
right.
Of other.
That's right.
Let's say each person does have their breaking point when their hair is too long.
So that doesn't create that's not a chiluk of the gov. That's what we're saying. See, part of where everyone cuts, and it's also there's a time when everyone's going to cut it. By that point, everyone cuts it. So therefore, tzipayin, you could say, is something extra to the gov. But here, where it's you, at different points and different times, sometimes it's A, sometimes it's A. In the summer, we cut it like this, in the winter, like this. So,
you could say it's objective that everyone cuts the gov that long.
There's no such thing like that either. Walk in the street, you'll see. Some people have very long hair, some people have short hair, some people have braids, and some people don't. Your wife's a Shein Lamacha? Okay, so fine. Anyways, why am I bringing this down now? Just because the Pradis Rimayim was saying a chilik over here. Pradis Rimayim's chilik was that the Pradis Rimayim was bothered. Esa Tafel Bsarai, so we can be marba something. Which is a tough of the b'sara that she needs tefillah like the basa. It needs a tefillah like the basa. It also has a din tefillah like the basa. So he says it has to be something which is shaykh to the basa. Tzipanayim are not shaykh to the basa. Cyrus is. I think Ramesh is saying a very similar var to answer that question as the Pradis Rimayim. Now,
Ramesh is not going as far to say that they don't need tefillah.
So we had a different need then maybe it would. Now the Sfas Emes now it comes to the next question, which is that from the Rishonim and the Achronim it's mashma that if let's say you have on each ear one knot on each ear, right? Or and rive the hair. Let's take the hair on the head. Rive hairs on the head have one knot. It's a chatzitza, right? It's a chatzitza. So one saying, so if we're dining up the Cyrus as a guf b'nei atzma, why don't we look at the length of the hair, look how long the hair is, and look at what part of the hair is a chatzitza mitzad, the knot of the hair, right? The knot is, let's say, a fraction of a centimeter there, and the hair is 3 inches. All the hairs are 3 inches long, and there's one little millimeter of a knot, even less. So what that Roif Cyrus, or even if all the Cyrus have one knot on each hair, but in the Guf Cyrus, there's Roif Makaim that's not a Chatzitza. So this Sfas Emes in Erevin, the Dalam Rav, the Remasla Dvar Teira, he asked this question. And also in Sukkah, the Vavam Beis on Rashi Lemaschu Roif. And he says it's a Doichik to say that that which the Gemara says Roif Sari doesn't mean Roif hairs have one knot. It's a Doichik to say maybe Roif Sari means Roif of the Saris, in general, take all the 3 inches, Roif 2 inches of each hair is knotted up. And then it will come out that Roif Shetach, Roif area, is knots. So that's a Doichik to say. So what do we have to say? That Be'emes, Be'emes, the, Bam is, you're right. If the knot is in the length of the hair, and somewhere along the way of the hair is the knot, then you're right, that's not going to equal to be a problem. We're talking about over here where the knots are by the root of the hair, where it's attached to the guf. The ikri asiris and chubarim the guf. The chim shein amayim yichayim lovei b'mokim chibar asiris the guf. Since the water can't get to where it's attached to the guf, tzach shivo kol asiris b'mayim. L'chein im yesh kesh v'sar. If there's a kesh in the hair, it's considered like so this is what he's saying. Selamite, if there's a knot where by the root of the hair where it's b'chub to the guf, it's a problem because now the water can't get to the chibar, to where the hair is attached to the body. Okay, give me a second. Now, when I have a knot in the hair, so therefore we're going to go a step further now. We're going to say, so therefore whenever I have a knot in the hair, even if it's not by the root, it's going to be like there's a knot by the root, which means that, why? Because since I'm going to want to remove that hair that has the knot, that's why they comb. The idea of combing is to remove the hair. So it comes out that hair really should be removed, and b'makim where it's mechubet to the person is now being blocked b'makim chibar. So it comes out that by kesh the vart is that since I have a knot, he started off like this: if the knot would be by the makim of the scalp, it's a knot which is wider than the hair, so then it might be bounced up against, it's blocking the scalp itself from getting water. If it's blocking the scalp from getting water, that's a problem. Now, let's take it a step further. Once I'm saying that the water has to get to the scalp of the hair, of the head, so then if I have a knot anywhere along the hair also, once I have a plan now to remove that hair, so it comes out that hair really doesn't belong there because there's a plan. It's not just immediately cuts it. There's a plan to remove it. Once there's a plan to remove it, so then already it's more of an issue. Can I ask you, want to open up to a shaved Levi? Chedik Bob, Simukuf Lamine. Yeah.
If you're tying on the scalp, that's not the hair, that's the buffer.
That's right. And that's where the eco is.
Right, that's why it's the same. Even when there's not a kesher by the chibur.
What?
Even when there's not a kesher by the chibur, there's going to be a problem.
That's right, that's right. I'm bringing out the point first from, right. He's bringing out the point first when if there'll be a kesher blocking the chibur. By the chibur blocking the chibur, that would be a problem. So now who didn't go a step further? Right? Yeah.
Why do you need? Why do you need a really? It's just me. It might be even on one. Oh, it's only because there's. Which is there?
What?
His angels now just depend on different shit.
So the Sheira Levi here brings this fast MS. I said Dalaram base. He quotes a Vavam base.
No, it's Shabbos. There's Sukkah in here.
Right. So
in Erevin, the Sukkah is Vavam base and Erevin is Dalaram base.
Okay, so that's what I had in mind. So he has Erevin Vavam base. Okay, whatever it is, you'll find it there.
That's a mistake in my life.
So he says. Says that he quotes Chen Hikshav Seifas Vasemes. The Seif Seifas Sairek Shur Rak B'Makiv Echad and Ken Loilun Lehevi Rak Mira Shetach Negi Kolas Sairis. Ubesifrei Vasemes B'Sukkah Hikshav Gam Ken Achi. Because of the Deichel Lufarish, like we said, the Deichel Brave Sairis Kesharim B'Roiv Orchan. Lachen Kast is Svile the Chatzitza B'Sair Ikra Psul B'Shrashan Eitzal Harosh. The inchiv tefila b'saris mitzar atzman. He's saying over the specimens, but it's no chiv tefila on the hair itself. Rag machal shamayim eni yachol lovei b'roish makim chivar saris. Therefore, I need to be in the water. V'imkein kiv deike kesher b'entayim chashu chatzita le'inyan sharish esav v'chulufayim. Says v'dvar v'akdoshim kasha lahazbir. It's fair to understand. The ma mazik a kesher b'meshach asar. Then you chatzit it b'makom chibar Cyrus b'roish.
Also, Rashi then says that why is that nichnas in the net itself? That's the lashon of Rashi. So that's not Rashi, I guess. That's not the din.
Okay. Okay. So he says. He says that b'chlal. How do you understand this? Why? Because there's a net mill. The hair should be a problem for the makom chibar Cyrus b'roish. Vim yoyim the rak sham pois the chatzitza lemashma came. Gamashkos the ikat tefil sairis loy mitzad atzman. This whole verse is saying that not mitzad the sairis inside the chibar. What does that all that mean? So he goes on and he says va'ayin b'sfas emes in Ervin. When he's mesubik goes to lahalacha what the gedder makbe b'kesha sairis means, because you can explain it in one of three ways. And he blives shran the sfas emes. He blives shran the sfas emes. Now the Mechas Yitzchak in Chelik Zayin Simanayin Dalid, so he answers as follows. He says like this. He says that this din, the Chatzitz is ma'akev by the hair. Where do we learn it out from? Chazal learned it out from the pasuk of Verochatz Es Besaroi Es Atafel Besaroi. So we can learn. We can learn that the sar is a tafel to the basa. Therefore, the sar is not chaitzit. We don't consider the sar a chaitzit between the water and the goat, even though it's on roiv the basa. Right? Even though on roiv basa could be sar, but we consider as if the sar is kilo like a chedek of the guf, and there is not going to be a chatzitza. But when I have a chatzitza on the sar, we consider the chatzitza on the sar like a chatzitza on the buster itself. That's where he wants to be masbrit. Meaning, the etzim, the sar, is a tafel to the guf. And what's the limra tafel of guf telling me? That therefore, don't get carried away with the fact that the water is not coming to the guf and it's only touching the sar. Because the sar is enough tougher to the goof that if the sar is getting wet, we'll consider as if the goof with the sar is on is also getting wet. But once there's a chatzitza on the sar and the sar is not getting wet, then we view kilo that chatzitza goes down, lower down, onto the goof itself. And now it comes out, Rav Shetach HaGoof has a chatzitza on it. That's what he says. Now,
That's what the Nima was?
And that, I don't know if that's what the lima was, but we could take the lima. Once we have the lima, we could work with that.
This key was called Ruach.
What does that mean? The Pradis Rimoinim in the Sisei Chacham over there in Sivkat Yir Aleph, see, he has a tzarch in. He's bothered with his body. He says tzarch li'in ma'u pirush makbel of Osiris. What does it mean makbel of Osiris? If there's ksharim, what does it mean she's makbel? If there's not, right? So what does that mean? Meaning that the knot of Adam makbel. I don't want the knot. But now that I have knots. So Pshaz, I want to rip out my hair. Says the lechare tam makbel of shumsha oyimi lasiro mimena. Of kshis the sires of shaychze. Imkain efshe the dafkin makbel litla she seisar. Nei we're talking about taka only if he's she wants to taka rip it out. But if you asked her, would you rather rip your hair out or untie the knot? She'd rather untie the knot. Could be once there's a knot there, so she can't untie it, so in the mail she'll rip it out. But she bets him not makbid. Well, what type of lashon is makbid because of kshara? She gave her a choice, she really would not want to do it. Right, the lashon Ravon is, Va'am Rav Yitzchak Tvatay Rav Sarais of Kshur is Echad Echad, who makbid a bilbu Sarisa, Va'asid Litlon Chaitit. If he's makbid on the bilbul sarais of the tangling of the hair, the ased litlan, there's a plan to remove it. But so the Shevet Levi over there in Kuflam and Hei Ois Dalit, so he says that upshutai, he says lashon is upshutai in makbid al yoisham keshev, that she's makbid that there's a knot over there, even though now. Any yachashub la tira, if you got me any rights a little as Mishvil Zasa, Mikomakim says, Mokim a keshim a chasa shetach kotame a sar, shetar tvila. The Mokim a keshim. See, he's now going, this is what Yonah is saying for that. No, he's saying over here, it's the Mokim where the keshim is, where the knot itself is. Is covering a shetach cotton of the tzar that needs to be law, by the akpadase in a bottle lahashar. That's his lashon. So he wants to say svarataka that it's the makim itself that's covering another part of the hair, which the hair itself needs to have a tefillah, and therefore it doesn't become patal to the rest, and therefore need. Oh, so that takes us to the next discussion, Ramah and Sifah. Right? That's what you're referring to. This Ramah and Sifah.
The Mechaber, yeah. Sifah, says
yeah.
That we should pay Mechaber to the Ra. And she wrote,
Sarah, Kosher Niman Infinatsu, right? Because then it comes out that what are you asking?
Oh, so Mechaber is picking up the case that it would be inflated or.
Right.
Even though
she's not makbid.
She has to be makbid.
Because right people are makbid.
Oh, Sarah?
Yeah, why not?
That's he's quoting the Rambam, so I think he's not. He says after if she's not makbid.
So
there he's quoting the Rambam. He's quoting the Rambam. Chabad Yud is going like the Goyim, the Goyim
test.
Hey, but there's an ice yid over there. Yeah, he caused the Rambam, of course, the Goyim.
No, but those two things are connected. The din of being okay. Makbid or not. I'm saying the Rambam says if she is makbid or she's not, and it's right.
So what's that? I didn't understand the question. I'm asking, what are you asking?
I'm saying the Makbid himself speaks out that case of going for even on purpose.
Okay. That it is a problem.
Right.
So very good. So it's good.
Right.
No, I was going to get the Ramah now. It's above where we can say that it's not chaitz, right?
At least in Rashi, he was only talking about the seir according to most Rishonim, either like the Goyim or like a separate sheet of Rashi. It's not talking about the goof. Right?
Yeah.
The way the taste is Rashi, except for the Ritva, when is that Rashi like the Goyim?
Right.
You have to say it, that the gnat is not letting in water, which is what Rashi says. The Mati Laduka Shapir, Veina Nasim the Kesher.
Right.
Apparently, you have to say Pshat of Rashi, I don't know why everyone's. Like the Sfasim was saying different Pshat of Rashi. Rashi only learns talking about the Seir itself and not the Guf.
Yeah, but what's the problem with the Seir?
I thought it was in the Seir.
Okay, the Rama and Sivav, the ice and shesh that come in Kli ice Cyrus, the Vuga Zub Zub, the Nasus the Lilai, they shade with Sakonala Serum Lechaitim. So it's talking about some kind of braids that they had to make in the hair, where it was a Sakana if they took it out. So the din is lechaitzi, it's not mechaitzi. Now why is it not chaitzi? What's the nekud over here? And this halacha could be negeya. Yeah. What?
It's the nasis balayla idi shade of a lila.
Lila idi
shade. Shade made it? Did they make it for the shade or the shade made it? I'm just wondering.
I think the shade made it.
Right.
So the lavash. So what's the nekud over here? And this could be negay halach lemaisa in many cases where a lady has something on her for a sakana. So what happened over here? The lavash says in Sifav, says, listen to the lashon, says sakana hu la'asiram, says sakana for her to remove it. V'hu misyayish. And she's misyayish from removing it until it falls by itself. So, Bemis, this the Makarta, this is a Mordechai, which the Mordechai brings down other reasons for why it's not chayti. But the Levush's reason is, Be'etzem, there is a Kpeda Nats. We're saying, Be'etzem, there is a Kpeda Nats. But since her kavana over here is that she's not going to remove these hairs with the knots for whatever reason, it's called ene makbit beene chaitzitz. Now it's not like that Shevet HaLevi that we learned. It's not like the Shevet HaLevi. Unless you're going to say that over here, you need that extra adgasha of sakana, which that's what sounds like from the Binas Adam. In other words, normally Ene Makbid is not enough. And that's what the Sheva Levi is saying, that the Mokem HaKesher will be a problem. But the Levush is telling us over here that
the Mokem HaSeir,
the Mokem HaSeir, the Mokem HaSeir, the Mokem HaSeir, the Mokem HaSeir, the Mokem HaSeir, the but the Levush is telling us a chiddush over here, that since she has no kavan to remove it, so it's considered ain't a makve ain't a chaitz. Now could be it's because there's a sakon over here. Now,
what is the
machlokes of
the Levush
Shevet HaLevi? The Shevet HaLevi, I'll read the lashon. Pshuta in makbet al hayosham kesher. If the makbid on the knot, avgav the achshav in yochel shuv latir, right now I can't do anything about it. I can't untie the knot. We got me anywhere to litlish shvul zesa. I don't want to even remove the sa. I don't want to remove my hair. We come back and mokim makesha, mokim makesha, mechase shetach katan me'asar shetzarch tvi'la. The mokim of the kesha is covering a shetach katan of what needs be a smayim. By dark padase in a bottle la shar or memele chaitz.
What's the case where she's
not?
What? She's not on the kesher.
Sure. What? He says there, even though, why am I makbid? Only because I need the hair to get wet. He says, I'm not going to untie it. I'm not ripping out my hair. I don't want to rip it out. And I don't want to untie it. But since I need my hair to get wet, I need to become in contact with the water.
So he's saying, like, at the Achrein in the beginning of the Simon, there's a halacha, it's a tefillah.
Right.
Or that'll make a chatzitza.
That's right, that's right. That's it. Like we said, the mini. Meaning by Osiris, meaning by all that.
What
that's right.
Here,
Kuf Lamin Eo is Dalit. Same Jew you showed me, just Eo is Dalit.
Test of our name?
I don't know. Wait, what? What?
Yeah,
but you never. I don't know. Whatever chelik was, they opened up to the floor. I don't have it today. You opened up to the right one before. Okay. So. Now on the Sfas Emes itself, on that which the Sfas Emes said, that if there's a plan to remove the hair, it's considered makbid, right? It's considered makbid. Now, we said earlier that even if it's mainly katze, it's by the hair, as long as you don't have a real siba to remove it, it's still considered, still a chedik of the guf. It's still a chedik guf. So why should the fact that there's a knot over there in the hair be a chatzitza? So I just want to bring out the Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer in your day Rishon Beis is Dalit. He brings Rashi and in Erevin Davdala and Beis. Taisus Kasha on Rashi that it's Muchach in many places that by the goof is not chaitzit in the Torah except Rubei Makbid. That's Kasha Rashi. So the Avni Nezer answers that which Rashi held that by the Basar, even a miyuchene makbe as a chatzitza, is not midin Torah, it's midrabana. It's after the goyza on roiv shene makbe as chaitzitz, so then people became makbe, right? We said we'll get back to the Avni Nezer when we're talking about Reb Chaim and the Yeshuas Yaakov. So he says that once they were guys on roiv shene makbe, so now it came that people are makbid to remove, people are mechayiv to remove from midrabanan, so it goes back to being chaitzit min atayra. So now there were guys on a mid shayna makbid or to a rav shayna makbid. But this is dafka by a chitzit on the guf, that you're mechayiv to remove it because you can't tovel any other way. But a chitzit in the hair, where I have an etza, I could shave off the hair, I don't need to remove the chitzit. So even by a roiv shein and makbid, we're not going to make it into a makbid, and therefore there weren't guys over there on a meat shein makbid, right? That's right. The cheshvi makes.
We shouldn't get it because she wants the hair. She is not to have her hair. She is not shaving her hair.
But since she has options, the chassal didn't feel the need to make a gezer on that. You'll take a look. You'll look at it inside and see. You'll see it inside. I'll work out smoothly. Okay, it's a pilot shatera. Not saying it in a gnai, but that's what it is. Fine. The chesam seifa. Are you from Poland, Yoni?
No, it's always a lot of Polish jokes.
I didn't say a joke. I said teira. Teira is teira. Nice. Okay, if you want to take a look at the Chassam Sefer also in Shubhas Yerdei Simukov Tzadi Hei, Nekutia Aris on the Chassam Sefer over there. Kuf Tzadi Hei, where he seems to be not like that. Okay, now, in Siv Vav over here we have Sar shekneged alev shebezaken and nidbag zebezed. They got stuck to each other. Machnezeya. I don't have a watch or my phone on me, so if it's 6 o'clock, let me know.
No,
because there's
5:40.
What?
5:42.
Okay, fine. So sar shekneged alev shebezaken and nidbag zebezed. Machnezeya. Chayze shebroish shebebeis hashechi. Ene chayze. Okay, now shebeoisim makay. The ish in a chaitz, the ish of Nesua chaitz by Pinuya is in a chaitz. So the truth is, this is going back to a Mishnah in Perktes Mikbais Mishnah Beis. We over there talks about Kilki Beis Hashechi by Isha, and there are different pshatim in the Mishnah over there. The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnah is Kilki Husar Orug. Shesar nidbak eidei zeya umestabech, it gets tangled, gam hu nikri kilki, knows it's either sar, which is arug, which is braided, or when the sar gets stuck with zeya, so then entangled, that's also called a kilki. The rash over there also explains it similar to that. The Aruch HaShulchan in Ois Chof Aleph, he brings this down. He says, "Kilkli hu shem makim k'mashaninu ki gris ha kilkli." Kilkli. Shamay oisim begodim miseyar izim. We make begodim from the hair of the izim. Yeah, beg it kasher. Right. The I don't know if we call it the hair of the izim is very rough. Right. Shamay oisim begodim miseyar izim. Yeah, beg it kasher misubach. The rush and nim and yaitzin, they will like stick out the ends. The nikra beggy gazek, kilkli ashem bekoimai. Vyesh bin the other shesh that say our harba ala chazak can neged a leaf. There are people that have a lot of hair on their breast next to the leaf. Ulufam and machmas a zea, hametunafim umsubachim zebzeg, it's much tangled. Chebezakin will be based in star and bumakim erva. Chebezakin will be based in shechi. And that's what the Mishnah is saying over here. Da'al leiv ha'zokin gamba anashim chaitzim v'fisha kula makpiyim b'zeh. By the leiv and the zokin, everyone's makpid. By the roish u'beis ha'shechi gamba anashim nesuois eino chaitzis, so they're not makpid on it. U'pashit hu shavisha kishim makpedes afsha acheris ein makpid. This is chaitzis like we learned earlier. Vinir the Gamba Isha din came, if he himself is Makbid. Ubebesa starim, be Isha any chaitz, be Isha chaitz, be Zel, be Nesua, Kadesh Lutzgana. But by Penua, her din is like an Ish. The Akshav Leka Tvilas Ish Upenuya, Zel Iraq was Bar Mishnah when they ate Tyrus and Shumas. Then they cry him Kulam, Beshem Kilke, Tresha Az Doimim the Beggar Hazesha, Cyrus, Mesubachim Zebeze. So this is where it comes from, that the women comb their hair out, so there shouldn't be, it shouldn't be tangled. It shouldn't be tangled. Now the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch are bringing down the case over here. Hanidbak zebzeh machmazeh, and shebarosh shebeis hashechi ein echaitzitz, which is mashma. That even by Isha is not chaitzis, right? Even by Isha, the base of Shechi is not, the hair by the base of Shechi is not chaitzis. The only area where the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah make a chilek is by the Oisim Makam between the Isha and Isha. Which the Meiri adds this. He says, Shekim Shene Kosher El Mesubach Emak Binoma. Meaning it's mashma that if the would be a kesher by the base of shechit, and then maybe we'll be chaitzit.
It'll be
makbid
on
kesher.
What?
It'll be makbid on kesher. Could be, it is mashmas like that. But what we could take out of this halacha is another nidah. What we're saying over here is that by Isha bin Asua chaitzit, by Oisib Makim it's chaitzit. Why? Kashem tizgala baila. So does that mean to say that any chatzitza by the oisim makam, we're going to be more machmir on by Isha? It sounds like that area, they're more machmir on. So then we're going to have to be more machmir on chatzitzas in that area. Which the Tveris Lamaisha, he points out, he says, according to many Rishonim, any chatzitza by the basis darm by Isha Nesua will be chaitzitz. He quotes the Rash in Mikvois, Perches Elochei, brings it to Sefta from Mikvois, Perchvav. Halacha ches, shebeis hasdarim beisha nesua chaitzitz ubepnuya ena chaitzitz. It's a tesefta that by beis hasdarim by isha nesua, it's gonna be chaitzitz, not just sar. It's a din that they're more makbid by beis hasdarim.
Well, what's gonna be chaitzitz?
What?
She has hair there, or we've heard?
Not here. Any type of chaitzitz where on a different part of the body would not be a chaitzitz. Over there, they're much more makbid, and they're going to be...
The basis darim.
I didn't say in by the basis darim.
What is...
Wouldn't
we tell you this is kind of a bylaw? Because that's what... the reason here is why this.
Yeah, so you see, you have to be more mach. You have to work. You have to figure that out. It's not just here. It's other chatzitz also. So the Rash has a kasha. Rash says, one second. If you take a look at the modern, the lashon of the Tosefta is shebeis hastarim beisha. Now beis hastarim, I don't know if we ever explained this before, but there are three parts to the guf. There's the galoy, there's the beis hastarim, which are hidden but open to the outside, and then there's balua. The lashon of the Tosefta is beis hastarim, which is mashma not just the area outside the beis hastarim, but even in the basis darim. Basis darim be'ishin nesuya chaitzitz. Automatically. That's what it sounds like from the Tosefta. Frak the Rash from a famous Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin, which we'll be coming back to a few times, and the Chafhei Omer Aleph, which is brings the Maisa with the Shivcha Shal Beis Rebbe, that she went and she tivled, ve'olsa ve'nimtza etzim ben shina, and she came back and she found a bone between her teeth. And Rebbe said, guess what? Go back to be taivo. And the Gemara goes on there. Why did Rebbe send her back? And the Gemara says that she is Nesua. And by Nesua, I'm sorry, one second. Over there it says, V'olso v'nimsa etzem. Right, she found the etzem and shina. Rebbe made her do another tefillah. Right, so Rebbe made her do another tefillah. So the Rash says over there that it must be talking about a shivcha was a nesua. That's what he says. You know, the kasha was shivcha shal beis rebbe. She was a penuyah pashtus. The answer is no. She was a nesua, and by nesua, kol beis hastarim is chaitzitz. That's what he says. That by the beis hastarim is chaitzitz, and the emes is the same thing is brought down in the Rash and Teres Abayis. And the Ran and Shavu is the Vav Amalaf and the Daf Erif. That they also answer the same. They also answer. So again, says the Rash, from here it's Muchach, that by Isha Nesua, based on Starim, we're going to be more Mach. Another thing he brings down, he says, another Raya that the Rash, that the Tveris, the Maisha brings, from the Rash, Berek Tes, Halacha Gimel, that it says over there that Beis HaShechi, if you take a look at the Mishnah over there, the Mishnah's listed, yeah.
Why is there a Raya over there? Why does it have to be she's in the Suah? I'm saying people want bones in their teeth for a long period of time.
So obviously it didn't bother her because she didn't realize it until she came home. And therefore,
never.
No, if it doesn't bother, why shouldn't it?
Well,
it's
a K eventually. What? Gross. I don't know.
It's all come out by itself. It'll come out by itself. It'll come out by itself. Mm-hmm. We said those days they were so sensitive to these things that they keyed right away. Where are we? We
what? Anything that she doesn't feel and know about.
If there's a reason, say Akpada. There's reason to say about it. We're going to learn later on that if she brushed her teeth beforehand and then she found the etzim over there, it's not chaitzitz. For one of a few reasons. So the Mishnah over here says, Eilu shein chaitzitzin. Kilke ha-roish, u-beis ha-shechi, u-beis ha-starim. Now, one second. Is beis ha-shechi, beis ha-starim or not? B'chari beis ha-shechi, under her arms, is beis ha-starim. It's a hidden part. It's open to the outside, but hidden. So why does the Mishnah say Beis HaShechi separate? It's included already in Beis HaStar. So the Tosfos Yontiv on this Mishnah over here says that he brings from the Maram that if it would have only said Beis HaStarim, I would have thought Dafka Beis HaErva or anywhere where there's a hole where I can't. Where it's never nearer, it's never open to the outside. But a Beis HaShechi, where sometimes if she raises a hand, it's not Beis HaStarim anymore. So I would think over there it's called Galoy, not Beis HaStarim. And there's Akpada. Kamashma in the Mishnah, the Beis HaShechi has a din of Beis HaStarim. Which means that Beis HaShechi has a din like Beis HaStarim, that's Chaitzis by Isha. That's Chaitzis by Isha. the Yeah, maybe then it has, it's more chomer.
Instead of the water has.
Right, gully is more chomer. So now the question is, so the Torah says that Beis HaShachi is not chaitzitz, right? The Torah says that Beis HaShachi is not chaitzitz. And it's moving. The Torah has to write. So now I understand the Chiddush. The Torah is telling me Beis HaShachi is not chaitzitz, but Oisim Mokim by Isha is chaitzitz, right? Question, so why is he mechalik? Why is he mechalik between the two? So he says that perhaps the Torah held that it could be the Torah taka held that Pshat of the Mishnah is that's two separate things. If it was the same, then we would only say Beis Hashem. Didn't hold that this teretz So take a look at the Siddur Dairi in Oisid Ches where he talks about this. So the Dairi talks about Oisid Ches, and I just want to point out this, the question that the Pesukim speak about and could come out to a nafkamina is let's say the Beis HaShachi. So this hair underneath the Beis HaShachi, right? The hair sticks out. So now let's say she has a chatzitza on the hair that's
Is the hair
that
sticks
out
considered
galoy or not?
Yeah.
It always has to be
royal to be smart. Right.
The question is, if this hair
is
sticking out but
it
doesn't touch the water?
There's enough humor where they clarify. Could be because there are certain coolers we have in Beis HaStarim. Yeah, if she finds a chatzitza afterwards, let's say, right? So we say by Beis HaStarim as long as. At the end of the simon, when there are enough communities in Beis HaStarim and Gof, I'm not sure if that's where they talk about it. It does come up somewhere. Do we dan the chelik of the hair sticking out as part of the Beis HaStarim or not? You have enough communities later on. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so next time we'll continue with this Siddur Taira, and then we'll get back to the Kliyas HaSiris, which with the Kliyas HaShade, and we'll see if we could apply where we could apply it to, because like I said, it could come up in the mice of the questions if we'll apply it to. Right, well, situation. Yeah.